Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much once again for tuning in for our time of devotional and prayer. So today our focus will be on using our voice, and I will be providing the scripture from Proverbs 31 verses 8 through 9. So our topic for today, good morning. Our topic for today is using our voice, our God-given voice, and our verse is Proverbs 31 8 through 9. You can pull out your Bibles or use it on your phone. I also read it as well. So I know that as women, we all want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. So I think that this verse is so important and it needs to be highlighted, and not just for women. I'm just saying that because Proverbs 31 is something that we all strive to be. But even as men, for us to be leaders and to use our voice and to defend the defenseless. So Proverbs 31, 8 through 9 reads, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice." So I just believe that the time right now for, this is a time right now for us to use our God-given voices. This is a time for us to stand up for justice. This is a time for us to also speak up for people who do not have a voice during this time, whether that be those who have lost their lives, whether it be those who have lost their lives due to police brutality, whether it is those who have lost their lives that has been due to racism or unfair treatment or even crimes that they did not commit, those who have been given longer sentences compared to those who receive lesser sentences. Those who have lost their lives for simply being Black, those who are affected and have no voice due to being oppressed, those who don't have a voice and need justice in various areas, as far as communities who receive less resources, whether it is redlining and whether it's things that are just not right. So I can literally sit here all day, all week, and list out things that are wrong in our world, list out things that we need to seek justice for. But in light of all that is going on, obviously we know our focus right now at this time is racism and police brutality. So what I wanted to also touch on is the fact that God is calling us to speak up and to stand up for what is right. And I also want to highlight the positive and the impact that actually comes with us speaking out and standing up. So just within the last week, we have witnessed as a world, not just a country, but as a world, the power of our voice and for us being able to stand up for what is right and not giving up or not allowing our voices to be heard. And as a result to that, as far as positivity and impact and action goes, we have seen officers that have been charged. Our voices didn't get lower just because of that. They actually got louder because although we have made some progress and we are on this journey, justice for obviously George Floyd has still not been had. We can also see within the last 2 weeks that we have seen protests that have started and many that did not start out in peace. Many of businesses and companies had been set on fire and destroyed. There was looting going on. There was stealing going on, destruction to businesses, even Black-owned businesses. But we can see within just this last week or so how peaceful protests have occurred in not just a few states, but literally in all 50 states across the U.S. because people have spoken up and stood up for what is right despite what others may think and despite opposition as well. Peaceful protests and marches against police brutality have started and occurred even in other countries. And I think that is something that speaks volume, that something that has happened and occurred in our world, in our country, is impacting and affecting people in other countries, and they are willing to stand up for something that has not necessarily, quote unquote, taken place in their country. So just reminded me of a verse that Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians 1:10, that I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you will be perfectly united in mind and in thought. And I believe that that is something that is taking place here in our world right now, and that it's unity. So this is an opportunity for us to come together in Christ, for us to be one-minded and agree on what's right and agree on what's wrong as well. During this time, we are not tearing each other down, but truly building each other up so that change can happen and occur within our world. And also just encouraging us to just fight for one another, no matter what the other person looks like, whether it's Black or white or Asian or Hispanic, but just having our focus and attention on what is the issue at hand and how can we come together as a body. So another way for us to be able to come together and to use our voice is obviously by voting, and for us to be able to take it seriously. So as we fight for each other and fighting for what's right and what's wrong, and we also have to make sure that we look at who's on our side in courtrooms. So voting is not just important for us electing a president or a governor or just someone because they're running because they look like us. We have to make sure that we are voting each and every time, whether that be local elections as well as primaries are also important, because we are the ones who are voting in people as far as judges and district attorneys and sheriffs and commissioners. And as we are going out to do our part, we also need people on our side who are fighting for us. So for Georgia, we vote on Tuesday, and I'll share this story really quickly. Our early voting ended on Friday. And most of the time when I vote, I do early voting, and I usually don't wait until the last day, but I did this time. And I went to vote on Friday, and I got to vote at 4:15. And someone asked, when I got there, the line was literally wrapped around the library. But when I got there, someone asked one of the workers, how long would it be for us, you know, to stand in line to be able to vote? And the guy said, it's gonna be at least 2 hours. And I was like, okay, I can stand in line for 2 hours. 2 hours went by, 3 hours went by, and I still hadn't even gotten into the library. So maybe 3-4 hours went by. I'm finally in the library. I'm like, I'm about to get in the library and then I'll be able to vote. I get in the library and there is like 4 more lines wrapped around inside the library. So long story short, I got to the library to vote at 4:15, and I left a little bit before 10 p.m. So I stood in line. I did not sit down one time. Some people sat down, but I know COVID still exists, and I'm also a slight germophobic. So yeah, I stood in line for 5.5 hours to vote on Friday. So I just want to encourage you guys. I know some states have voted already. I know some states still have to vote. If it takes 5 hours, stand in line because it is worth it. They don't want us to stand in line. They want us to leave. So if you have not, you know, voted obviously via absentee ballot, please stay in line. There are people who brought chairs and books to read, and they literally had their had things to do while they were waiting in line. Fortunately, I didn't know I was going to be in line for 5.5 hours, but hey, I'm proud to say that I voted on Friday. And it also just makes me look at what it's going to look like in November. So granted, this was just early voting. Come Tuesday, tomorrow, obviously there will be more locations for people to vote. You'll vote in whatever area you are assigned to vote in. But come November, It could be 5.5 hours. It could be 6, 7. It could be 12 hours. Who knows? But I just want to encourage you guys to vote. And not just to go and vote for the president. And if you're a Democratic, just check off whoever is a Democrat. Or if you're a Republican, just check off whoever is a Republican. I want you guys to truly do your research. And I will honestly say that this was my first time literally sitting down and researching. I sat for maybe 2 or 3 days, obviously not 4 days, but just taking time out. I printed out a sample ballot so I knew whose names would be on the ballot. There's a site called Ballotpedia, I believe, and they literally list out every person that's running and they have a link to their campaign page. So I literally, it's about 50 things to vote for. It is time consuming, but it is worth it and it is necessary. I clicked on every person's campaign page. I read on what it is that they are trying to do for our state. For whatever area it is that they are running in, whether it be the sheriff, district attorney, judges, and all of that. I looked at all of their pages. And I also want to encourage you guys to not just check someone who's already currently in office, because somebody can currently be in office and they've been in office for 5, 10, some people on the ballot work have been in office for 20 years, 10 years, 15 years. And I think that that says a lot, but it also can say a lot in the fact that they've been in office for all of these years, but what change have they actually made? So I just want to encourage you not to just go down and just check people because they're Democratic or check people because they're Republican. It also states what their religious status is, and not to just pick people out because they're Christian or not Christian, but it helps you to be able to see on paper, obviously, like how well-rounded the person is from a political standpoint to even other areas. It even has their personal social media pages. So that's just a short story that I wanted to share with you guys. So please vote, please do your research. And I actually checked off who I wanted to vote for on my sample ballot. I took that sample ballot with me to the polls, and it made it so much easier because I can just look on my paper and see who I checked off and just click it on the screen, and it makes things so much more easier, and it'll help you to get out of there faster as well. So I wanted to share that as a way for us to make sure that we are taking action as well. We can also look at corporations who are making statements against everything that is, you know, happening and even standing for Black Lives Matter right now, which I think that speaks volumes as well, that they don't care about the business that they're going to lose or the partnerships and things like that. They are just truly standing for what is right and calling out what is wrong. There have been conversations on our jobs, and not my job specifically, but some people's jobs, where a platform has been given and a chance and opportunity for voices to be heard and for people to be able to engage in conversation about what's happening in the world. And I think that that's amazing. And stay with me because I'm going somewhere. And I feel that all of this that is happening is all because of the power of our voice and the power of action. Imagine if we as a world, if we as a people just took this as, oh, this has happened before, as we have seen it happen before. But we as a people now are just truly tired and fed up, and we really truly want to see change happen and accountability to take place and for justice to take place as well. So as we look at it from that standpoint, I also want you guys to look at it far from this aspect as well. So continue to, you know, allow God to speak to you on how he can use you during this time, but also looking at how we can seek God to use our voice to focus on impact, to focus on influence, to focus on change as well. Let it not just start and stop here with George Floyd, but allow it to be able to start and continue in our lives and our personal lives and in our communities as well. And things that are happening as far as injustice, it goes far beyond what we are even seeing right now. So there's so much that we can be doing to use our voice. And I just want you guys to just continue to seek God on what that looks like. It may not always be marching or protesting. It can be various other ways. I've mentioned some, you know, here on today, but I just want you guys to see from that perspective as well, that once justice is sought for George Floyd, for us not to just go on about our day and
you know, think that it ends there. How can we reach out and be the change for those in poverty-stricken communities and low-income communities and other things that are happening around the world that we can stand up and be a voice for and allow God to use us. So I just want you guys to know that just as God is using us during this time to be encouraged, to know that change is coming, to know that change is happening, to know that we are writing history right now, to know that God is leading you in his story that he's writing right now. And I encourage you to let God use you in this story that he is writing. So and all that's going on, I just want to encourage you guys to know that you have a voice and to encourage you to seek God on how to use it and for you to be bold, for you to be strong, for you to be courageous, and for you to trust God in all that is happening. All that's happening in our world is not a surprise to him, and he is allowing it to happen for a reason. And I'm so thankful and grateful that unity is taking place and just seeing all the positivity that is happening out of this, and to know that if it can happen out of this, if it's something that you see that's going wrong in this world, that you also can stand and to speak out so that other people can come and join with you to fight for whatever it is that is happening that is not right. So I pray that you all receive that and are encouraged and just carry this word throughout the rest of the week. So to end our time, as usual, we will go before the Lord in prayer. And I would just ask that you all will just join me in prayer. You can pray as I pray and just assume a posture of a prayer as we go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, for just breathing breath into our bodies, oh God, for breathing breath into our lungs, oh God, for allowing us another chance at life, oh God, for allowing us to have another day of life, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you have brought us into yet another week of this year, oh God. And we just ask, Father, that you will continue to lead us and guide us in all things, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will direct our paths, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even help us to seek you in all things, oh God, not just some things, not just when we want something, but for us to literally speak to you and have a conversation and commune with you at the start and at the top of our day, oh God, so that you may be able to flow through us as we walk in all that it is that you have set in our path for the day, oh God. So we just thank you, Father, that you are a good, good Father, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are powerful. We thank you that you are mighty, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are majestic, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there is nobody like you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God, that you are the one who is providing for us in the midst of all that is going on around us, oh God. Many people are still out of work during this pandemic, oh God, but we thank you, Father, that you are showing yourself true and mighty, oh God, that you are providing for them in ways that they could not have imagined, oh God. And we pray right now, Father, for those who can't see how they are going to get out of their current circumstances, oh God. And I pray, Father, that they are able to experience you as their provider, oh God, that you are able to open up doors that no man can open but you, oh God, that they may be able to experience you in a supernatural way, oh God. I pray that you will help them to know that they are able to cast all of their cares and worries upon you, Lord, for you care for them, Father, oh God. So we just thank you for being our provider, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being our way maker, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you are even making ways in this world, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you are allowing unity to take place, oh God. We know that something bad has happened in this world, oh God, and has been happening in this world. But we just thank you, Lord, that you are allowing justice to be served here in our country, oh God. We just thank you, Father, that you are the Lord of justice, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will help us to continue to do all things peacefully. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to cover those who are protesting and marching and just going out each and every day, oh God. We ask that you will keep them covered, oh God. We ask that you will keep them covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We just ask right now, Father, that you will even begin to not only just dispatch angels in our lives, oh God, to keep us covered and protected, oh God, but that you will even dispatch your angels, oh God, over every place that has been assigned for protesting, oh God, that they may watch over every person that is protesting, oh God, that peace will still continue to reign through every march, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will also continue to expose all things that are not right, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to expose things and people, oh God, who are not of and like you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to even raise up godly leaders during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to raise up change makers during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to raise up even generational curse breakers during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to raise up those with a voice, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to allow us to know that our power comes from you, oh God, and that it comes from you alone, Father. So we just thank you, Lord, for all that is happening. We just thank you, Lord, for the unity and the harmony that is taking place, oh God. And I just ask, Lord, that you will allow that to just encourage all of us during this time, oh God, that better is coming, oh God, that better is happening, oh God, that you already know how this is going to end, oh God. So we just thank you right now, oh God. We claim victory, oh God. We claim victory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you will continue to have your way, oh God. We ask right now, even this moment, Father, that you will just search our hearts, oh God, that you will search our hearts, Father, and just reveal to us, oh God, anything that we have done, oh God, that has not been pleasing in your sight, oh God, anything that we have done, any sins that we have committed, oh God, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. Father, you know that none of us are perfect. We know that we aren't perfect, but continue to help us to strive to be better, oh God, to do better, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us of things that we've said, oh God. Forgive us of things that we've thought, oh God. Forgive us for condemning other people, oh God. We just ask that you will forgive us, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you are a forgiving God, that we are even able to come before you, oh God, and to confess our sins, oh God. We also just ask that you will forgive the sins of this world, oh God. That you will forgive the sins of government leaders, oh God, even politicians, oh God, even judges and attorneys, literally every human being on the face of this earth, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will continue to show us mercy, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who grants us new mercies each and every day, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to do a work in each and every one of us, oh God, that you will change our hearts, oh God, that you will prick us, oh God, and convict our hearts, oh God, when we do and say things, oh God, that are not right. Help us to not act out of flesh, oh God, but help us to be led by the Spirit at all times, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will help us to be able to guard our words and our mouth and our tongue when speaking, oh God. We know, Father, the power of our words, oh God. So as many of us may be frustrated, oh God, as many of us may be stressed, oh God, as many of us may be emotionally drained, oh God, spiritually drained, oh God, weak in certain areas, oh God, I pray, Father, that you will help us to just speak the opposite over our thoughts and over what we're feeling, oh God. Help us to be able to align all things with what your word says, oh God. May your word be able to encourage us during this time, oh God. May who you are, oh God, be able to encourage us during this time, oh God. I ask, Father, Lord, that you will help us to know and experience you, Father, for who you are, oh God, that you are true, that you are just, that you are mighty, and that you are merciful, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will just continue to allow your peace to be among us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will just show up as Jehovah Shalom, oh God, our Prince of Peace, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us all peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will just open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, oh God, so that we are able to see things in new ways, oh God, that we are able to see things from your perspective, oh God, that we are able to hear from you clearly, oh God, that you may grant us greater discernment during this time, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will help us all to be able to use the God-given voice that you have given us, oh God, for us to be able to stand for what's right and to be able to call out what's wrong, oh God, for us to be able to speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves, oh God, for us to be able to stand for those who cannot stand for themselves, oh God. Build us up as godly leaders that you have called us to be, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for all that is happening, Lord. We also continue to pray against this virus, oh God. as it still exists, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even those who are still bold and going out and standing, marching and protesting, oh God. But we ask, Father, that you will help each and every person, Father, to continue to take precaution as they are standing for justice in our world, oh God. So we pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will allow a cure for this virus, oh God. We already know, Father, that you are the cure for this virus, Lord. So we just ask, Lord, that you will heal those who have been infected by this virus, oh God. We know that numbers are even beginning to increase, oh God. But we ask, Father, that that number will turn around and that they may begin to decrease, oh God. We've seen it happen in months before, oh God. So we are just asking, Father, for you to be able to do it again, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to continue to seek you in prayer, Father, for this virus to cease, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will heal those, oh God, who are still fighting for their lives, oh God, who are in hospitals, oh God, who are still on ventilators, oh God, people who are even in comas, oh God, people who are experiencing and battling either other sicknesses and diseases and illnesses, oh God, outside of COVID-19, oh God. We just ask, Father, Lord, that you will show up as their healer, oh God, that you will show up as their great physician, oh God, that no matter what doctors and nurses and medical staff has stated, oh God, we are truly relying on you and who you are and what you are able to do, oh God. So we just ask, Father, we pray right now, oh God, for miracles to happen in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask for miracles to happen even in our lives, oh God. I pray right now, Father, for whatever each and every person stands in need of right now, that they may be able to begin to call it out unto you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you are a God who hears, that you are a God who listens, and that you are a God who answers, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for who you are, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do, oh God. We ask that you will continue to bless us and keep us covered throughout this day, throughout this week, oh God. We ask that you will uplift our spirits, oh God. We ask that you would be our encourager during this time, oh God. We ask that we may be able to experience and feel your presence and your love like never before, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God, and we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I pray that you have a blessed and amazing week. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. for another time of devotion and prayer. I love you guys, and stay safe and be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.